Today's Shir is Masechta Shabbos Daf Lamed Ches. We were going on Daf Lamed Ches Amud Beis at the Mishnah towards the bottom of the Amud. Says the Mishnah, "Ein noisnim beya b'tzar hameichem b'shvosh tisgalgal." One may not place an egg next to a hot kettle on Shabbos, that's the way the egg is going to get slightly roasted. The halacha here applies whether the kettle is on the fire or whether the kettle was removed from the fire. As long as it's a hot kettle, explains the Meiri, that's the issue of our Mishnah. The Mishnah uses the word gilgal for roasting of an egg, and as the Achronim all explain, the way to tell if an egg is roasted or not is that a raw egg doesn't roll, and a roasted egg, a cooked egg, as soon as it even is somewhat cooked, begins to be able to roll. And that's what the Mishnah says. You're not allowed to roast an egg that to make it roll on Shabbos. That means you're trying to cook it on Shabbos. Even though you're not cooking it in the traditional sense, you're just putting it next to a pot that was hot. Still, that is the subject of today's shiur, that's considered maisa bishul, and therefore is asur. The Sefer Lashon HaZov says, quote, asks, why does our Mishnah use the word ein noisnin? What the Mishnah should have said is ha-noisim beye b'tzara mechem. If somebody put an egg next to this pot, v'neskalgalo, and it got roasted, chayiv. Why does it not say it that way? So it says the Lashon HaZov, that the isser of cooking an egg that way is an isser deraisa, it's an isser bishul on Shabbos. However, some of the other cases that are mentioned in our Mishnah do not involve an isser deraisa. And because those cases don't involve an isser deraisa, the Mishnah didn't want to use a wording which seems to indicate an isser deraisa because it could get confused. However, says Rabbi Akiva Eiger, if this is, our Mishnah is talking about putting the egg on Shabbos, what about putting the egg from before Shabbos? That, Rabbi Akiva Eiger says, should be treated no different than all the other halachas that we've been speaking about, grufa ketuma. And therefore, if you're putting it next to the fire of that's grufa ketuma, then it would be mutter. The next case, v'lo yefkiana besudrin, somebody shouldn't break open the egg and put it on a hot scarf that was out in the sun. And that's how the egg will get roasted. As the Piski Rit explains, the Mishnah is being very specific in saying that the egg is cracked open and put on this piece of material that was out in the sun. Because he explains, if you would try to put the egg in the while it's still in a shell that way on the piece of material, the egg would never get cooked that way. And as we're going to learn in the Gemara, that even though the piece of material on which we're roasting the egg got heated from the sun, and we're going to learn in the Gemara that something which is cooked in the sun is not osur, this is not the same. There's a difference between chama, as we're going to learn in the Gemara, versus toldos chama. And even though chama, cooking in the sun, under certain circumstances, may be mutter, toldos chama is osur. Rabbi Yossi matter. Rabbi Yossi holds its mutter. The Pasha Pshan in Rabbi Yossi is that Rabbi Yossi holds it just like cooking in the sun is mutter, cooking in the toldos chama is mutter as well. Everybody agrees, lo yafki enu b'chol, that you may not, v'lo yafminani b'chol, you can't put the egg in sand, or bavak drachim, or in the dust, b'shvil shetitzla, that way it will get cooked. That everybody agrees is asur, because that is also because of at mono. It's interesting to point out, here the Mishnah said that you shouldn't put it in sand, b'shvil sheyitzle. At the beginning of the Mishnah, as we mentioned a moment ago, the Mishnah used the word gilgal. So why does the Mishnah change the wording? Here it uses the word yitzle, and earlier it used the word yigla, yigalgal. So the Rishash explains, when you put an egg next to the mechem, it will never get roasted completely. And therefore, the only wording that the Mishnah could use is yigalgal, that partial roasting. But when you put the egg in the hot sand, that's a situation that it could get really roasted. And therefore, the Mishnah changes the wording and uses the word yitzla. Also, we learn from here, and we'll speak about this more later, makes the Pnei Yeshuda point. When we speak about hatmana always, hatmana we've discussed many times in our Masechta represents that you're putting something into something warm, hot, on Erev Shabbos, that you should be able to retain the heat. Here we're speaking about a new type of hatmana. We're talking about a hatmana that could cause something to get cooked. Tells us the Mishnah further. Masa she'asa anshei Tveria. There was something that the people of Tveria that used to do. We know that people used to go to Tveria to take the hot baths. And what people did was as follows. V'viyus silun shetzoinen l'chtach ama shelchama. They ran a pipe of cold water into a canal of hot spring water before Shabbos, so that this cold water would be heated automatically on Shabbos. So in other words, what they wanted to take a bath on Shabbos, we'll speak about that more on today's shiur later, tomorrow's shiur. So to make themselves hot water available, they ran a pipe of fresh water through a canal of hot spring water, so that the fresh water would be heated while passing through the hot water. And then what happened was the pipe would empty out into a pool in which they bathed. Since they ran the pipe through the canal before Shabbos, and they did nothing on Shabbos itself, they thought that they could run cold water through the pipe on Shabbos, and that's not considered an isser of doing anything on Shabbos, because everything was done before Shabbos. However, there's a different pshat. The other pshat is that they used to bathe in the spring waters, but the spring waters were too hot. So what they would do is they would run cold water into this place where they had the hot spring water, and they said that even though this cold water, which was running into the hot water and ran into it on Shabbos, and the purpose was to cool down the hot water, but since they had set up this entire system before Shabbos and everything happened on Shabbos, they thought was mutter. And that's why the Mishnah says, Masa she'asa anshei Tveria, v'vilu silun shel tzoinen l'toch ama shel chamim. Amar lahu chachamim. So the chachamim said regarding such activity, im b'Shabbos, if this happened on Shabbos, we have to treat it k'chamin shehuchmin b'Shabbos, like hot water that got heated on Shabbos by the sun, even though chamei Tveria is not really poshe pshat, something cooked by fire, it's considered toldos chamim, toldos chama. Still, Chazal said that anything that's cooked and told the schama on Shabbos is asur. Asur kecham shochem b'Shabbos v'suin berchitzu b'shtiya. One may not wash themselves or drink that water. In b'yontif, if this would happen on yontif, it would be treated, says the Mishnah, kecham shochem b'yontif, like water that was heated on water, and asurin berchitzu, and may not be used for washing. So of course, the Rishonim asked the question, We learned the Mishnah on Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph. Mishnah Machloikus Beisham Beisilo. The Mishnah said, Paiske Mayim Lagina. You're allowed to start watering, let the water run onto your field from Erev Shabbos. Umisamelas umismamelas Foyleches Kola Shabbos Kula. And that water could keep on dripping, flowing onto your field and watering your field on Shabbos. So why is this different? So the Pashto Pshat is because the food, this water got cooked on Shabbos. And since the food, the water got cooked on Shabbos, that's why the Chazal were more machmer. Even though, points out the Ran, the halacha is you're allowed to put raw food in the pot on Erev Shabbos. So why is raw food different? So the Ran wants to suggest that there, whatever you did is done Erev Shabbos. You put the raw food into your pot Erev Shabbos, and then by itself it gets cooked on Shabbos. Here there was a flowing water through the pipe on Shabbos, and since there was a flowing pipe, or that there's another issue that the, as the Magen Avraham and the Mishnah Berurah point out, that the cold water and the hot water get mixed together, that's why we have to be more machmer. Begins the Gemara by Elihu. Gilgamai, when if somebody did put this egg next to the kettle on Shabbos, is it considered that he was Mechal Shabbos, the Raisa, or is it only a question of the Rabbonim? That's the Pashto way of learning the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Yosef, Gigul Chayiv Chatas. So he says doing something like this is considered a Melacha D'Raisa. Although the Rishonim say that even though it's considered a Melacha D'Raisa, a Bishul, it's not considered an Av Melacha, it's only considered a Toldot Melacha. Amar Ma'aberei D'Ravina. So Ma'aberei D'Ravina wants to prove that that's correct. Afanan Nami Tanina. We learned in a, we're going to learn a Mishnah that will prove this point. The Mishnah teaches us later in the Masechta. Kol Shabbo B'Cham Lefnei Shabbos. Anything that was put in hot water before Shabbos, Shoyin Oseh B'Cham B'Shabbos, may remain soaking in that hot water on Shabbos. But the Kol Shloi Bo B'Cham Lefnei Shabbos, but anything that wasn't put in the hot water before Shabbos, Medichin Oseh B'Cham B'Shabbos, we could rinse it with hot water on Shabbos. These type of fish, which can't be eaten unless they're rinsed with hot water, so since they can't be eaten without being rinsed by hot water, this act of rinsing them is considered a ma'aser bishul. So we see that even just rinsing something is considered a ma'aser bishul. Shmamina, so the same thing as our Gemara as well, by putting the egg next to the kettle, that's considered a ma'aser bishul, and therefore it's asur. So now we need to speak for a moment the halachas of what is mutter or asur to rinse or soak on Shabbos. So the halacha is, if you have something which is a dry food that was already cooked before Shabbos, and there's no liquid there, even though now it's cold, the halacha is you're allowed to soak it in hot water on Shabbos, even in a kli rishon to make it warm, because the halacha is ein bishul acha bishul. But even though we're allowed to put it even to a kli rishon, the halacha is that a kli rishon which is on the fire still, you're not allowed to put something into, even though it's dry and already completely cooked. On the other hand, if it's something that's dry, that wasn't cooked from before Shabbos, you may not put it into any hot liquid that's yatz ledes on Shabbos. Even in a klisheni, you're not allowed to put it into on Shabbos. And even if you don't leave it that long, that it will get very hot, it's still asur. But what you may do on such a food is pour on it water from a klisheni. Pouring water on it from a klisheni, that would be mutter. So which opens up the question of how to make a coffee or a tea on Shabbos. So, as far as a coffee is concerned, so the coffee, as we just discussed, is a dry material, and it's already been roasted before you purchase the coffee, but there's still a chumra that you shouldn't pour directly from a klirishin onto that coffee. So the best thing to do is if you have hot water in an urn, or you have hot water in a teep kettle, pour that water into a cup, and now pour from that cup onto the coffee, and that would be like pouring from a klisheni, which is certainly mutter. When it comes to making tea, so that is a question if you have tea in a tea bag or tea leaves, so they may be something that weren't cooked at all, and now you have a problem if you pour from a klirishin. So the minig oilum, says the Mishnah Berurah, is to make tea scents. What that means is you take tea bags or tea leaves, soak them in water on Shabbos, and then from before Shabbos, then have water in a cup, which is a klisheni, and pour that tea scents into that klisheni, and that's how you'll be able to make a tea on Shabbos. We learned further in the Mishnah, v'lo yefgena besodrin, we may not take an egg and fry it upon a hot scarf on Shabbos. Ask the Gemara, v'hadetznan, but we're going to learn a Mishnah. The Mishnah says, nice and tashlo teichabar b'shvil shei shomer, we could put a cooked dish in a pit that it should remain preserved. V'samayim ayofim b'rofim b'roim, we could put good water in not such good water b'shvil shei tzananu, that it should, they should get cooled off. That means you take water that's drinkable and you put it into a place which has bad water to cool it off. We could put cold water in the sun b'shvil shichamu, that they should get cooked. So isn't this a raya that we could cook something in the sun? Lema, but the way we're learning the Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi, this is only the opinion of Rabbi Yossi, v'loy Rabbanon, answers the Gemara. Amar Rav Nachman, b'cham l'kulam alay pligi d'shari. To put something actually in the sun, everybody agrees that it's mutter. Why does everybody agree that it's mutter? Because it's not a derech bishul. And since it's not a derech bishul, it's mutter. So there's a very fundamental question that the Egli Tal asks. Yes, we're learning that it's not a derech bishul. But haven't we learned many times that on Shabbos, something that's done with a shinui may not be awesome with the raisa versus, but it's certainly awesome with the rabbanon. So the fact that it's not normal to cook normally in the sun and it makes it a shinui should still make that it's awesome with the rabbanon. So the Egli Tal answers a few turotzim. He says that there's a difference when the melacha is done with a shinui, but what happens because is when the outcome is the same, whether you did it with a shinui or you didn't do it with a shinui. Let's speak about carrying with your left hand. So carrying with your left hand for a person who's right-handed is a shinui. But at the end of the day, the object that you wanted to take from Shus HaYochid to Shus HaRabim, from Shus HaRabim to Shus HaYochid, was carried. Whereas cooking in the sun is not, you won't have the same taste. The Gemara says, the Egli Tal says, Shvach Eitzim Bepas. The part of cooking food is that the food, the wood, the fuel, contributes to the taste of the food. And therefore, when you cook in the sun, even though you'll have a cooked food, it won't be the same result. David Nezer says a different teretz. David Nezer says a very nice in an Oyre Chaim, Simen Kufnun Tess of Kotn Chopeis. He says that if you think about the Malacha Bishul, we've made this point in our previous shurim as well. He says if you think about the Malacha Bishul, it's different than all other Malachas. You put something on the fire, and it doesn't become cooked until quite a while. yet the Torah considers bishul a melacha. Says the Avni Nezer, so bishul is a melacha which is a chiddush. Says the Avni Nezer, the only time that we treat bishul as a melacha is when it's done in the traditional way, when it's cooked on fire. But when we have bishul, which is not your regular type of melacha, when nothing happens, I recall that in a previous year we discussed what happens if you put food on the fire on Shabbos, but it's almost Matzoi Shabbos, and the food doesn't get cooked till Matzoi Shabbos. The halacha is that you're not over bishul because it didn't get cooked on Shabbos. What you did is no difference. If you would have put it on an hour earlier on Shabbos afternoon, you would be chayiv. So you see, the bishul is a very unique melacha, and therefore says the Avni Nezer that only by bishul, which is done in the regular way, which is in the on fire, it's considered bishul. When it's done in the sun, it's not considered bishul. Rav Moshe has a different approach. Rav Moshe says, as we've discussed many times, all the malachas emanate from what was done in the Mishkan. Says Rav Moshe, the bishul that was done in the Mishkan was bishul be'esh. It wasn't bishul be'chama, and therefore, since it wasn't bishul be'chama, it's not considered something that you're chayiv for. Rav Moshe also discusses in the Tshuvas, what would be the halacha about cooking in a microwave? Is that considered bishul? Because it's not cooked through fire. So says Rav Moshe, that everything depends on the derech bishul. And since this is not the derech bishul, therefore Rav Moshe since it's a derech bishul, then it's considered bishul on Shabbos. So says the Gemara again, b'chama, if you cook something directly in the sun, the kulam apply pliga d'shari, everybody will agree that that's permissible. But told us ha'or, that means you cook something that is a derivative of a fire. What's the case? The mecham of our Mishnah. You had a kettle on fire, and you cook something by putting it next to the kettle. Kulam le pligi d'asur, everybody will agree that that's considered like fire itself. Ki pligi, where do we have a machloikis? But toldo sachama, something that's cooked by the derivative of the heat of the sun. The scarf of our Mishnah that was left out in the sun. Masav a gazrin and toldo sachama to toldo sa'or. The Rabbanan hold that just like by toldo sa'or, it's osur, so too toldo sachama is osur. Masav a loy gazrinin. And the Meiri uses a very interesting statement. Yofa koyach haben mikoyach av. He's saying that the derivative is more stricter than the original. Because the Gemara just said that in the sun, you're allowed to cook. Everybody agrees you're allowed to cook. In the toldo sachama, you're not allowed to cook. That according to the Rabbanan. Why is Rabbi Yossi Meikel by Toldo Sachama? So says the Ritva that the Machlokes of Rabbi Yossi and the Rabbanon is there a room to be concerned that if we're going to allow you to cook in Toldo Sachama, we're going to allow you also to cook, the person will come to cook in Toldo Sa'or. The Rabbanon hold that if we're going to allow you to cook in Toldo Sachama, you may come to cook in Toldo Sa'or. And Rabbi Yossi holds that Toldo Sacham and Toldo Sa'or are different, and therefore we don't have to make a gzeira. Another pshat that I saw in explaining the Machlokes Rabbi Yossi Rabbanan, going back to a point that we learned a minute ago, is Toldo Sacham, Chama is not Derech Bishul. And since Cham is not Derech Bishul, that's why there's no Isser. The question is Toldo Sachama considered Derech Bishul? Is it a way that people used to cook or not? So, as Rav Moshe explains, cooking with any type of Toldo Sa'or is included in the Melacha Bishul. It doesn't make a difference if that's a common method of cooking or not, because the Melacha Bishul is cooking on fire, and Toldo Sa'or is considered a continuation of the fire. But now, Toldo Sachama is very different. The Mashal says that you're allowed to fry an egg on Shabbos on a hot roof exposed to the sun, since it's obvious that the roof was heated by the sun and not by a fire. The Rashba quotes a Yerushalmi that says no, that you may not fry an egg midrabbanan on a hot roof exposed to the sun, because the egg is not being cooked directly by the sun, but it's being cooked by the hot roof, which is considered toldos chama. What's going to be the halacha? So we're learning that you're allowed to cook in the chama, given the various reasons we've said. Not as interesting machlokes achroinim. What happens if the fire was created by the chama, and but now you have a regular fire? Will you be allowed to cook in such a fire? So the Orchis Chaim says that if the fire was started by the sun, that's no different than Toldos Chama, and it wouldn't be Nisa Deraisa. The Shvisas Shabbos disagrees. He says, once I have a fire, he says, that is a real fire, the fact that it was created by the sun or was created by a different method is immaterial, and the halacha is you're not allowed to cook in that fire, and if you cook in that fire, it's called Bishul Deraisa. We learned further in the Mishnah of Layit Mena B'chol, we can't put the egg in sand or in dust of the road that it should become roasted. Ask the Gemara, the Liflagrami Rabbi Yossi Behar. Why does Rabbi Yossi disagree in this halacha as well and say, since the sand or the dust in which the egg is heated were heated by the sun, and according to Rabbi Yossi, anything which is told as a chama is mutter, so why doesn't Rabbi Yossi hold that this is mutter as well? Answers the Gemara, Rava Oma Gzeira Shemiyatin Beremetz. We're concerned that if we're going to allow you to do this, you're going to also be Matman Beremetz. In other words, what the Gemara is saying is that there's a new definition of Hatmana. Hatmana is not only putting something into some to keep the heat on Shabbos. Hatmana now is being expanded to mean that if you cook something through Hatmana, we have to be worried, Shema Yatman Beremetz. The old issue of Shem Yichata B'Gecholim. Rav Yosef has a different reason. When you move it that way, there's a problem that you're moving the sand that you're putting it into. And the way most Rishonim explain this Gemara, Rashi explains Shem Yosef's offer M'Kaimer, because you're going to make a hole to put this egg into, and that's called Chayrish. Other Rishonim explain that the issue is not an issue of Chayrish, the issue is an issue of Muksa, that the sand is Muksa, and by moving the sand, that you're going to be moving Muksa. Ask the Gemara, my Benayu, what's the nafkamina between these two Pshatim? Ike Benayu, says the Gemara, of Tichuach, if you have very soft sand, loose earth. If the concern is making a hole, there is no concern of making a hole. If there is a concern of making a hole, even by loose earth. If the concern is moving it, since it moves by itself, there is no problem of Shem Yezer's offer. Meisvei, again, if the Isser is Atmona, Shem Yatman Beremetz, then it's also even if it's soft. If the Isser is because of Mezer's offer, that concern doesn't apply. Meisvei, ask the Gemara, it says in a Braisa, Rav Shimon Gamaliel Omer, Megalgam Be'ya Gaba Gagra Seyach, you're allowed to roast an egg on a hot roof, Ve'y Megalgam Be'ya a Sidra Seyach, you're not allowed to roast an egg on hot earthenware that got heated by a fire. Says the Gemara, Bishlam Lamandam Shemiyatim Beremetz, according to the Rabbah who said the concern is Shemiyatim Beremetz, Lekhilamigzer, there's no reason to say that you can't put an egg on a hot roof. There's nothing there that you're going to stoke fire that we should get confused. Elamanda Omer Mnei Mazes of Mkoimoi Ligzer. So why don't we make this Gzeira? Answers the Gemara, Stam Gag Lespe offer. There usually is no earth on the roof, and therefore the concern of Shemiyazes doesn't apply. Toshma. So the Gemara asks from our Mishnah. It said in our Mishnah, Master Shah also answered Tveria. The Mishnah spoke about that pipe that was built by the people from Tveria. They brought the cold water pipe into the hot water, and the Chachamim said to them, if the water flew through the pipe on Shabbos, we treat it like hot water that was heated on Shabbos, and you're not allowed to use that water. Now let's think about it, asked the Gemara. The Chamei Tveria don't derive their heat from a fire. Yet, they're saying, you're not allowed to use that water as a source of heat on Shabbos. And Rabbi Yossi and our Mishnah agreed. Says the Gemara, Bishlam al-Mandama Shemiyatim Beremetz, according to the Mandama that says, you're not allowed to put food in hot sand because it's hot mana. So this is also hot mana. Putting a pipe, whatever pshat we learned in the Mishnah, whether it's a pipe of hot water, whether it's a pipe of cold water, that looks like atmana, and that's why we could understand why our Mishnah would say it's osur. El mandam nation mazes offer mekaymai. According to the mandam that the concern is mazes offer mekaymai, so there's no mazes offer mekaymai when you have a pipe of water flowing through the Chamei Tveria. So ask the Gemara, Mayikal Meimer. Answers the Gemara. Me savad mais Tveria sefakoi. Do you think when the Mishnah spoke about the issue of the Chamei Tveria, if it's mutter or osur, it was referring to the second din of the Mishnah, to the din, comparing it to the din of burying egg in a hot sand? No, a reshakoi, it's comparable to the first din of the Mishnah. It's said in the Mishnah, at the beginning of the Mishnah, you're not allowed to put egg on a hot scarf that got heated in the sun, told the Sachama, which we explained previously, the Chacham hold, that told the Sachama is also Mishabis, Rav Yossi matter, V'och Kamalei Rabbanon Rav Yossi. Hamayis Anshe Tveria, isn't the story with the pipe of the Anshe Tveria a situation of told the Sachama, and yet we see V'osser Le Rabbanon, and the Rabbanon still held its osser, even though it's told the Sachama. So isn't this a raya that told the Sachama is also on Shabbos? Amalei, to which he responded, who told us Ar Hava? It wasn't told us Chama, it was told us Ar, because Chamei Tveria, how and why did they get hat? Because they passed by, says the Gemara, the Chalfa Epischa the Gehenim, they passed by the entrance of Gehenim, and therefore, that's not considered told us Chama, that's considered told us Ar. And told us Ar, everybody agrees is Asr. And says the Ramban, he says, from here we see that Gehenim is not just to be viewed as something which is ruchnistig. Gehenim is to be viewed as physical fire. Amar Rav Chisda, continues the Gemara, Mamasish answer Anshe Tveria, from the story that we learned from the Anshe Tveria, Vassal Rabbanon, and the Rabbanon said that you can't use that water. From there, we learned, from there we learn that you can't heat something with something that increases the heat, because as we explained when we learned the Mishnah, that this pipe was set up from before Shabbos, and still it was awesome. So Rishonim ask, what's Rav Chisda coming to teach us? There's a Mishnah that we're going to learn daf Mem Zayinam Abeis that says explicitly that you're not allowed to do atmana Bedova Mois of Hevel. So what's Rav Chisda telling us that isn't an explicit Mishnah? So Tosfos, the Ramban, and the Rashba say that if I had that Mishnah alone, we would maybe think that Atman is only Osa Bein Ashmoshes. Teaches us the Gemara here that even on Erev Shabbos during the day, Atman is Osa Bedova Mois of Hevel. Tosfos gives another teretz, that what we learn from here is that if somebody did do hatmana in something which is mice of hevel, even with the evid, you can't eat that food or drink that hot water. Another teretz that the Rishonim suggest, we mentioned it earlier in our shir, that when we discuss the halachas of shia, or what may be left near the oven on Shabbos, we spoke about something raw, maybe mutter, because as we explained many times, it's not going to be, if I put a piece of raw meat, it's not going to be ready for tonight, and for tomorrow it'll be ready no matter what. So here we're learning that that's only by Shia. But the heter of a raw food doesn't apply by hatmana. Another pshat that the Ramban and the Rashba explain is that indeed we're going to have an explicit Mishnah in Daf Mem Zayin that hatmana is also b'davar ma'os of hevel. But where did the Mishnah learn that halacha? They learned that halacha from this story of Tveria. Amaula, the halacha is actually like the Anshei Tveria. He says that you're allowed to do it because since it's only told as a chama, and therefore you could have this heating system on Shabbos. Amalei Rav Nachman. So according to this, if we paskin that toldos sa'or is mutter, we hold that toldos achama is mutter, and we'll say that the chama tferia are toldos achama. Reb Yossi doesn't hold that the chama tferi got cooked by the fire of Gehenim. He holds that they're cooked by the toldos achama, and he holds that toldos achama, as we said earlier in the shir, is mutter. It would be mutter to do it on Shabbos. Amalei Rav Nachman, but Rav Nachman said, by the time you came with this psak, it was too late, because Kfar Tavrinu and Shetveri Lomitulanayu, they already broke their pipes, and it's too late. Maisa Shonsu and Shetveri, so the Gemara continues, we spoke about the Tveri pipe, and the Chachamim said, if the water flowed through the pipe on Shabbos, it's like hot water that was heated on Shabbos, and it can't be used for bathing or drinking. Ask the Gemara, my rechitza. What's the rechitza that we're speaking about in our Mishnah, that you can't use this water that went through the pipe? Ilem rechitzas kugufoy. Is it talking about you want to wash your entire body? So the Gemara says, that's a very difficult way of understanding the Mishnah, because it seems that the problem was, in our Mishnah, that this water got heated up on Shabbos. Chama shochem b'Shabbos hu d'surin. It seems because the water got heated on Shabbos, that's why I can't use it to wash my whole body. But the deek is, chama shochem b'erev Shabbos. If I had water that was heated up from erev Shabbos, it would be metorim. I would be allowed to use it for washing on Shabbos. Ask the Gemara, is that true? For Tanya, haven't we learned in a braisa? Chama shochem b'erev Shabbos. Any water that was heated up from before Shabbos, L'macher on Shabbos, Reichetz ben Panav Yadav Raglov, you're allowed to wash your hands, your feet, your face. Avloi kol gufoy, you may never wash your entire body on Shabbos, as we're going to learn later in the Masechta, because there was a gzeira merchatzos. So why is it dependent if it got heated up on Shabbos or it got heated up before Shabbos? It's also under any circumstances. Says the Gemara, Ella, what we're talking about in the Mishnah, indeed, is that you're washing panu yad v'raglav, and therefore, if the water was heated before Shabbos, the Gemara is saying, I would be allowed to wash panu yad v'raglav with that water on Shabbos. But since this water is considered that it was heated on Shabbos, I can't wash panu yad v'raglav. So we're saying that our Mishnah is talking about panu yad v'raglav. Continues the Gemara, Ema Seifa. Let's continue learning our Mishnah. It said in the Mishnah, B'yontif, how do I look at the water on the pipe regarding Yontif? We treat it, K'cham Shochem B'yontif, like water which was heated on Yontif, that the halacha is, V'asurim B'rchitza, you may not wash with them, U'metarim B'shtiya. You could use it for drinking. Lema, Tanan Stoma. So it seems that our Mishnah is following the opinion of Beis Shammai. There's a very big machloikis between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel in the Mishnah Masech Debeya Daf Chof Aleph Amud Beis. Beis Shammai says, Lo yechem odem chamim l'tzorich raglof. You're not allowed to even heat up water on Yontif to wash your feet. Elm came ruy l'shtia, unless that water was cooked for the purpose of drinking. Beis Hillel matirim. So we need to understand this gemara, this din. We know that in Yontif, havara, cooking is mutter l'tzorech oichel nefesh. Beis Shammai, however, say that when a malacha is mutter on Yontif, It's only mutter for tzarich eichel nefesh, and not for any other purpose. And Beis Shammai does not subscribe to an important concept that is learned in Masechta Bei according to Beis Hillel, that says mutarich shehutra avaru letzarich eichel nefesh, hutra gam letzarich mecherim. That if something is mutter for eichel nefesh, I could do that malacha for other purposes. So says Beis Shammai that I could warm up water to drink water on Yontif, but I may not warm up water to wash with that water. That's not called tzarich eichel nefesh. And as Rashi and Tosfos explain, what it says here that you could do it l'shtiyah means that if you cooked water for the purpose of shtiyah, and now you have leftover water, then that leftover water, Beis Shammai, will allow you to use for rechitzas ponav yodav raglav. Why? Because that's called ribi b'shurim. You cook the water for drinking. The fact that you have leftover water from that water that you cooked for drinking, that's only ribi b'shurim, and it's mutter. Beis Hillel disagree. Beis Hillel hold the concept of mutar shotra avara letzorich, hutra nami shaloi letzorich, even though it's not oichel nefesh. And therefore, Beis Hillel hold, you're allowed to warm up water with the express purpose to wash panav yodav raglav. However, you can't cook water and you can't wash your entire body. Why not? Because the halacha is what's mutter and yontif? Something which is a dova shavel chol nefesh. Something that everybody enjoys. The world that they lived in, not everybody took a whole bath. Taking a bath of the entire body was considered a real luxury. And therefore, on yontif, you're not allowed to do something which is not a dova shavel chol nefesh. There's a question when Beis Hillel says panav yodav viraglov, doesn't mean only panav yodav viraglov, or is the point of Beis Hillel that you're allowed to wash one organ at a time? We'll speak about that in Mitzvah tomorrow's shir. But now the question is, the sefer of our Mishnah that says that water that got heated up on yontif, and we explained that our Mishnah is talking because of the ratio about panav yodav viraglov. So how could it be that the Mishnah is saying you can't use that water that got heated up on Yontif to wash panav yodav raglav? That opinion is the opinion of Beis Shammai. We don't follow the opinion of Beis Shammai. We follow the opinion of Beis Hillel. Amrav answers the Gemara. Amrav Ekeber Chananya l'shtata ben kol gufa askinen. Our Mishnah is not talking about bathing. Our Mishnah is talking about showering. And our Mishnah holds that the Isser of bathing in hot water that was heated before Shabbos doesn't apply to rinsing the body. The High Tanahu, our Mishnah represents the opinion of Reb Shimon. The Tanya, Lo Yishtatif Adam Kal Gufoy, a person may not rinse his entire body, Bein Bechamin Bein Metzoinen, whether with hot water or cold water on Shabbos, Divrei Remeya, that's the opinion of Remeya. Reb Shimon Oimer, Reb Shimon Mater, Reb Shimon says that as we spoke earlier, and we'll speak about it mitzvah more tomorrow, the reason you're not allowed to wash yourself on Shabbos with hot water is gzeiros mechatzos. Says Reb Shimon, gzeiros mechatzos was only said by a bath, not by rinsing. Reb Yehuda Oimer, b'chamen osur, you may not rinse yourself in hot water, but tzoinen mutter. And our Mishnah is talking about, so now we're going to understand our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is talking about rinsing in hot water, and therefore that may normally done on with hot water that was heated before Shabbos. But the Mishnah is saying that this hot water that went through the pipe, but Chamei Tveria, is considered as if it was heated on Shabbos, and therefore even Rav Shimon would agree that you may not use that water to rinse yourself on Shabbos. So the Gemara discusses this machloikis about rinsing with hot water. Amar Rav Chisda, machloikis the kli. The machloikis is rinsing with hot water that's in a vessel. Ava bekarka, but if it's in the ground, the rehakol motor. Everybody will agree that you can rinse with that water. And then first, and the Rishonim explain why. The reason, says Rabbi Yehuda, that the Isser Mechatzos was extended to rinsing is that somebody may think that water was that was heated on Shabbos, you could use as well, and they'll come to heat water on Shabbos. Even though they know you're not allowed to cook on Shabbos, they may think mixing cold water with hot water is not considered cooking. And therefore, they'll think you're allowed to mix cold water with hot water. Says Rav Chisda, that the Rabbanan only said this when the water is in a vessel. Because then water in a vessel was obviously heated on a fire. And a person can make a mistake that you could heat cold water with toldos ha'esh, toldos ha'ar, by mixing hot water and cold water. But if the water is on the ground, in an in-ground bathtub, people don't take the water directly from the hot springs. They don't heat it on the fire. And therefore, people are not going to make a mistake. And therefore, even Rabbi Yehuda will agree that you could rinse yourself with such hot water that was heated before Shabbos. Says the Gemara, how could you say that? Isn't the story of the Chamei Tveria, by definition, Chamei Tveria? It's not that it was heated, and still it's Osir. Says the Gemara, Machloikus Bekarka, where Rabbi Yehuda's Machman Karka, and Rabbi Shimon is Mekel. Ava Bekli, when it's in the Kli, there everybody, even Rabbi Shimon, would hold that it's Osir. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Babachana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Alok Rabbi Yehuda. The Alok is like Rabbi Yehuda, that any hot water heated before Shabbos, whether it was in the vessel or on the ground, halacha is you can't use it for rinsing. Amalei Rabbi Yosef. So Rabbi Yosef said, "Beferish mi'alach." Did you hear explicitly from Rabbi Yochanan that the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, or mechlalosh mi'alach? Or you only heard it from a diik? Says the Gemara, "My klala." What would that mean? Why would you say that you didn't hear it explicitly? Because says the Gemara, "Damar Rav Tancha, Amar Rav Yochanan, Amar Rav Yanai, Amar Rebbe." Kamakim shatamotzi shnayim chalukim vechem achri. Whenever you find two opinions that are arguing, and there's one opinion that's in the middle, halachik divrei machriya. Chutz mekuliyim atlonius. We spoke earlier in our masechta about a piece of material that was used for something that isn't important. And the question is it considered a piece of material that's mekabel tumah? Shapi shabaleza machmer Rabbi Yeshua Mekel, Rabbi Kiva Machriya. We learned there's a difference where it's hanging. Ein halachik divrei machriya. There we don't follow the machriya. Number one, Chodeh Rabbi Kiva Talmudu. Rabbi Kiva is a Talmud of Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua, and a Talmud cannot be a Mechriya between his Rabbeim. Void. And furthermore, Ha'achadah Be'er Rabbi Kiva L'gavid Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Kiva ultimately agreed with Rabbi Yeshua. So the question now is, this that we're saying Rabbi Yochanan Paschal like Rabbi Yehuda, is it because he heard explicitly that that's what Rabbi Yochanan held, or only because Rabbi Yehuda is like a compromise position between Rabbi Shimon, who's very lenient, and Ramei, who's very machmer? Ask the Gemara, what's the difference how we get to that opinion? If we, the halacha should be like Rabbi Yehuda, v'imachlal amai, answers the Gemara, Dilma, when do we follow a machriya? Hani mila b'masnisen. In a Mishnah, we follow that. Machriya. But here we're dealing with an issue that's in a brisa. And maybe in a brisa there isn't a rule of Allah Gedivri Machriya. Amalei, and therefore I can't say that we should follow the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda just because he's the Machriya. Amalei, so he said, I heard explicitly from Rabbi Yochanan that the halacha follows Rabbi Yehuda. And once I heard explicitly from him that the halacha follows Rabbi Yehuda, that is the halacha, not just because he's the Machriya.